Hi. This is an old poem, so if I've read it here before, I apologize, but I felt I wanted to read it tonight. This April morning, the second this week we awoke to snow, I mourn my lilacs, the white omen promising frost-nipped buds and only sparse flowering. I am cheated again of spring's abundance, burgeoning of scent and bloom. In this, I remember mourning for my mother before her death, when I saw the further waning of her energy and knew my adulthood would come too late for me to know her. She was a woman of many virtues, droll humorous to all her friends, the admiration of colleagues and focused students, our father's goddess who could do no wrong, woman of fire and anger, lively, impatient, for whom child-rearing was an unwilled hobby of limited interest and scant satisfaction. So, like most of us, I mourned for myself, her death when it came, just a hollow of unfulfilled hope. God help me as I speak ill, for I find on recollection much of her abstracted mothering in mine. The gripped novel that hovered over the baby at 4 o'clock nursing time, the token acknowledgments of a child's excited discovery, the lateness in picking up our youngest through having been focused on a friend seen seldom and much loved. These are the blossoms I would nurture now, the children grown, but still I hope accessible to my often intrusive interest, the granddaughters whose flowering I might yet help to nourish. Much loving work remains undone. After each regret-filled nightmare, I clutch at time for us all to entwine ourselves in memories so that these girls will never mourn for having wished to know me, opportunity that in cold, windy spring passed us all by. Okay, this one came from a prompt. A lot of the people here have heard it already. It's called Treasures. The tang of brandied cherries on the air. I could almost taste my grandfather's fresh cigars whisking me back to that cushy lap, the hard bay window behind. We would fly to him despite later sour bite of stale smoke settled on his cardigan and mustache. There'd be hugs of unconsidered love and then the shift to ritual conspiracy, his winking, then sinking down until his pocket change clinked into crevices behind the cushions for our later gleeful mining. He loved the ponies, played them when times were easy. When he won, brought 4 bikes home in breezy triumph to bestow on grandchildren, alas, without first consulting with our fathers. His sugar, his clogged arteries were in dubious shape even before the jonesing druggie bashed his head in one otherwise quiet night at his sidewalk newsstand for what must have seemed countless riches to that addled, self-styled desperado who destroyed the only treasure that was there. Okay. I don't think I've read this one here before, called Moving On. Birds sing softly from the blind of clinging dead leaves in the scrub. We find it hides imperfectly the small gray cheeping things. Twigs rock and flutter with the heaves of tiny pumping hearts of camouflaged wings. We hear but cannot truly see. There's only conversation about the southward trek they will make. This light-boned nation, fallen seed consumed, morning's frigid scene too unforgiving, and the wind too keen. What moves whole populations to lift wings, or chins, or suitcases, and go? The angle of the light, no chance to grow, genocide, famine, magnetic guidelines on the earth below? What's clear? There is a time for flight when despair suffocates the will to fight in those who seek survival, who then choose the sole response to nothing left to lose. Do I have time for one more? Okay, this one's called Eruptions Aftermath, and it came from a prompt, too. No way to conquer nature for all the years we'll know. Lava loops slow like complex beribboned locks in Austin stories. The seeming quaffs glories of flow, but sculpted, confined, as if for court presentation. What is fire and will be rocky sheath slices through living green and fertile ground beneath, their confrontation releasing gray and greasy airborne sear. No sweet fragrance here, no gain, as verdure cooks to ashes. Steam and ash remain, little more, released after explosions with streams of creeping exudation of the planet's core. Hot stone rivers snaking down steep terrain leave landscape in the main not as we found it. All anyone can do is work around it. No way to do more.
And Christine?